Blog Talk Radio.
Just that take a nigga bitch music. You hear me? I'm about to take your girl up through there, but I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Did somebody leave with your hoe? Picture booth, we taking all the photos. There's some niggas in this bitch, you ain't got no dough. Why the fuck you in the club if you gon' be on your phone? Why you got that dress on if you ain't gon' wear no thong? My nigga dabbing Molly up 100 bills to this song. Say you be on that Patron, we call that shit patting wrong. I'ma put a square bitch up on this rapper weed. I'ma turn her out and make her trap for me. Baby, turn around and make it clap for me. Now go on and break it down on my lap for me. I'm about to take that bitch up through there. I don't know her name, I call her Pooh Bear. Pull up trunk, knocking like who there? Popping bottles in this bitch like Happy New Year. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Up through there, we up through there. And we don't give a fuck, nigga, like who cares? Up through there, we up through there. And if you win this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. Magic City, Monday, we up through there. ATL, my second home, I had to move there. College Park, East Point, I got a boo there. I'ma make her fuck me for some new hair. This gon' be the song in the spring, in the summer. They want me to fall, hell no, that's a bummer. Set it up and low, so I gotta keep a ton of. That shit made me wonder, I come from the jungle. Pour some liquor out for my homies. Rest in peace, the booger, the one and only. Turn up off that drink and she all on me. Gucci Mane, niggas tryna clone me. We coming out tonight and we up through there. G-Live on is crucial, we up through there. Blue flame, gold room, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Up through there.
Hello, 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 people. Happy Sunday. It seems to me that we are doing these shows every Sunday instead of Wednesday, but I'm coming along. I'm glad that y'all are bearing with me. I should be on Wednesday doing a show on Wednesday. But thank you, nonetheless, for tuning in. Tonight, we have a show, Stupid Mistakes Men Make. This title was brought upon by my favorite co-host, James. How are you tonight, James?
Hey, well, as always, you're always sweet and lovely as only you can be. Thank you very much. Yes, I, the man himself, James Azevedo, came up with this topic. Yes, I did. So all you out there who probably thinking, oh, this is another man-bashing show, da-da-da. No, let me correct y'all. Number one, it was my idea. Number two, and we're going to make this very clear, we all make mistakes, men and women. It's just that in this particular topic, I think us men, I mean, me alone, I admit my mistakes. I got no problem. I'm the type of guy that, if I do something right, I feel like I should be praised. Just like if I do something stupid, I should be criticized. I'm the type of person that don't bother me because if I did something wrong, I own to it. And I think a lot of us men in general, pride or whatever stupid shit. I just wanted to put that out there because it seems like a lot of men do that. Now, there are women that do that too, but it seems like it's mostly more men than women. But there are women out there too, trust me. They act like, you know, they're always right, and God forbid they admit they're wrong. Trust me, I deal with one of them on a daily basis. Sometimes I have to, like, put her in check. Like, listen, you know, I admit when I'm wrong. I got no problem. And the new Miss Lovely Black, if she could object at any time, she could say right now, there's times I did, and I admit right away, oh, I fucked up. You understand what I'm saying? And trust me, one of these topics, one of these things, I'm going to show you something that I did stupid. Now, it was something that wasn't purposely. It wasn't a premeditated type of thing, but it's something that happened that was a big boo-boo. But I'll tell that later on in the show. Trust me. You know, I know Radio 101. We're going to keep you all interested, and then I'll throw it in towards later in the show. You know how we do. But let's get on with the show, because I'm not the host. The new Ms. Lovely Black is. I'm trying to take over again. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for that intro, and we will get into him and his manly ways,
yeah.
And you know, cool. Men and your. I really want to hear from you guys. Make sure you give us a call 646-747-1839. It's really fun when you guys call in. You know, I'm really ready to take on a couple of you guys, which I have one that is actually here with me right now, and I'm going to get some of his opinion too on this situation.
Cool.
So, you know, I like making it fun, but.
Absolutely.
Definitely. You guys, just off the top, you know, let me tell you, make sure you follow me on Instagram, The New Miss Lovely Black. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK. Also on Twitter, it's Miss Lovely Black, the number one. On YouTube, it's Miss Lovely Black. And if you would like to contact me for business opportunities only, listen, booking me, fellas, on a one-on-one is not business. I don't do that. I'm good on that. But for business opportunities, contact me via email, inquiries, the number for the new Miss Lovely Black at Gmail. And to have your music played, just as the opening artist is an independent artist that we actually have in rotation here. So to have your music played on air, send MP3 files of your music to inquiries, the number for the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. I say that sternly because people do send me links to iTunes and wherever else. I'm not going to look for your music to put your music on my show. I'm not. It's not that serious. So make sure you follow the rules, and then we can go forward with that. I am so looking forward to the show tonight because it's going to be excellent for me because, you know, you guys, y'all always make some stupid mistakes. But for now, we're going to go ahead and play Automatic, and we'll be right back with you.
Went off in the building, baby. Yo. Booming. Trap food, auto, cap, tread. Hey.
Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week. Nigga, come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Nigga, come my truck be booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my truck be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my trap be boom. My trap is booming and beating. My young nigga eating. I answer the door with that strap. One nigga sneaking and geeking. Ain't nobody sleeping. We 24 hour with a truck. What do you mean? We trying to get it. And if I ain't got it, bet I can go get it. Serving the sit. What do we care about snitching? We kill them and throw them in this. Kill all the dish. No residue on the stove and the countertop all in the kitchen. You might not get it. I get a pack in the hit and I remit some damn draw the tick. Charging you 33 for all that birth. But when they remit, nigga, that's how to pimp. Got a band out of dope. So now I'm just a sister.
like I was here, part of my partner, they grip. But I still pull up with that rock, young nigga. I ain't no running off your egg and shot, young nigga. Everything I touch, straight drop, young nigga. Cop a bird by the motherfucker, stop, young nigga. Walk, young nigga. You ain't talking about getting canned and your head getting blocked. Trout like a shark. Pull up and get everything you need from a knee to a motherfucking butt. That's how we rock, and that's what we doing. How you eating in your trap ain't boom. Put me the bitch, I'ma serve. And I keep bread around me like a bird. Shooters on the roof, we ain't worried about burglars. And if I don't know you, don't expect me to serve. No drug dealing murder. Same shit, brand new day. What you expect when everybody say, yeah? Get your serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming. 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 Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. Booming. Boom, boom, yeah, nigga, my trap boom. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my trap be boom, and I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my trap be boom, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap boom, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap boom. I be serving with that strap. Come my trap be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be boom.
Catch in the mail to see that I fuck up the way with a very low ticket. Bills of the gas and bills of the midget. My nigga, I got it, my nigga, come get it. Catch it, little nigga, I'm flexing, little nigga. I want it, it's nothing, I snatch it, my nigga. Run around drones and treasure, my nigga. But why would you say any bullets on slimmer? Long agenda, good friend out of the winter. Tryna pull up by the summer. My bitch is a winner. Eat it all like chicken tender. Smoke a 3-5 up for dinner. I am the man. I can see 100 on grand. I lay with you, boy, I ain't playing. What is you saying? Run off, we take over land. What? No bitch, cause I can. I need a fan. Block high mic with a tan. See, crackers can't stand. Run out the streets, no motherfucking band. Feel off a Florida with my feet in the sand. Boss nigga sick, shit you wouldn't understand. Mother call the street when you're dealing with them down. Cut your ass, nigga, no, you know I can't spam. Catch them out, burp, somebody better tell them. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm serving with that strap.
Come my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my truck be booming, I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my truck be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, and all my doors got a latch.
Yeah.
Come my truck be boom.
Yeah, my trap be booming. So Fame TV, FAME TV. Yeah, I be making it happen, man. He be doing his thing. With the filming, he does documentaries, he does promo videos, you know. Check out the homie, Fame TV. He on Instagram. Fame the Don on Instagram. And look at him. Make sure you check him out. But okay. So men. Let's get to men. Let's dive into a piece of this, right? Men make stupid mistakes. Men know that they're stupid, right? And they know it. They get it. Most of them get it. And mature men, they're mainly mature men that say, you know what, we just do dumb stuff.
Thank you.
I don't know why.
I know you're talking about
me.
Thank
you. You know, and it's like, okay. Well, here's the thing that I ask for men. Men, I need y'all to start taking accountability for your own actions. It's one thing to say, okay, you know what, I fucked up. Like you said earlier.
Yeah,
you'll tell me, hey, I messed up. But then guess what? That shit get old. Because how many times you going to continue to mess up? You know what I'm saying? That's like saying, okay, you know what, I messed up. I own up to it. And then, okay, that's it. It ain't happening no more. If you keep messing up, then that don't hold no weight no more. Because it's like, okay, you going to continue being stupid? You know what I'm saying? You going to continue just playing with me like I'm childish or something? Like, come on, bruh. So I was looking at something on social media. I was looking at somebody's video on social media. And he was saying, he said happy women aren't trying to break up a happy home. Miserable women, they have nothing to do. Something along those lines, right? But here, let me tell you. A woman can't break up your home. You break up your home because you knew you had a home, and your obligation is to that woman. Ain't nobody else got an obligation to that woman but you. Let's be realistic. So if you would have kept your penis in your pants, then you wouldn't have to worry about somebody breaking up your home. You wouldn't have to worry about somebody getting their penis, because guess what? Y'all boys down bad out here. Y'all know y'all got a woman at home, and y'all sleeping with the next woman without a rubber. Guess what? Raw sex brings feelings. So now you mad at this bitch because she done blurted out that y'all kidding, and you fucking her without a rubber, and you shouldn't even be doing that. So you can't be mad at nobody but yourself. A stupid mistake that a man makes. He always want to be mad at somebody else for something that he did, right? You should never sleep with somebody without a rubber. You want to have that feeling.
True.
You want to be close. Mm-hmm. Fellas, no matter how you put it, no matter what you say, no matter what you what agreement y'all came up with, if you hitting that thing without a rubber, she gonna get feeling. And it's good, she gonna get feeling. Period. You can have the little shoe worm in the world, and you could be hitting her in the booty hole, and she's still gonna have the wrong sex brings on feelings. I don't know.
That's true.
What do you think? Like at what point? It's like women, we have to keep accepting men and their stupid mistakes. But let a woman make a mistake, all hell broke loose. Because why? We're women. We should know better. We're thinkers. We're this. We're that. You know, you can't balance out the same way with a woman that you can do with a man. And that's another one-sidedness situation that I won't go into tonight. But, I mean, go ahead. What do you have to say about y'all stupid mistakes and decisions that y'all make that we have to deal with?
Well, personally, like I said a few minutes ago, I own to my mistakes when I've made mistakes. I really try to make sure they're far and in between. Like, I'm not really the type of guy that seems to make a mistake every single day or every single week. To let everybody know the type of person I am, I'm a straightforward thinker. I speak my mind. So sometimes my mouth gets myself into trouble. Sometimes with my lady or some other people, mostly with women, that y'all might say certain something that they, might not understand. But I always say to everybody that at least you know where I'm coming from. At least you know I'm not going to sugarcoat. At least you know where my true feelings are. I want to make this real clear. I hate passive-aggressive people. You people out there right now, I'm sidetracking a little bit, but I just want to say, you passive-aggressive people, I just wish you would just stop with that. If you have a problem with somebody, say something at that moment. Don't be, like, brushing it off the side. Oh, everything is fine. And then you go do some, subliminal message bullshit on social media or whatever, and then, which is just childish, or do something stupid like that and act like, oh, no, everything is fine. Like, come on. We're adults. I'm just saying. And that goes for both sexes. It's not just women. Everybody. All you passive-aggressive people, take the pacifier on your mouth and grow up. Now, anyway, back to the topic. So with me, I'm a straight-up person. I make mistakes. I own up to them. I try to make, like I said, far in between. Trust me. I'm my own worst critic. Ms. Lovely Back will tell you. When I fuck up, trust me, I get on myself. So you imagine how I get on you. And I'm saying in general, not you, Ms. Lovely Back. But I'm saying people in general. If I make a mistake again on myself, imagine what I say to you. But anyway, yes, I've made mistakes. Sometimes it's mostly not really something that's premeditated. Sometimes I just, sometimes all the time I just speak from the heart, and sometimes certain things I say just get me myself into trouble. And the other things I've done where it wasn't really something that should have happened, it was just a real big boo-boo. A real big boo-boo. And I'm talking about boo-boo from Yogi Bear. Hey, boo-boo. No, not that boo-boo. And I'm not talking about boo-boo like how we say in the streets, boo-boo. I'm talking about mistake with capital bold black letters. M-I-S-T-A-K-E. Yeah, I went to public school and I know how to spell. Now, let me just say this. This man right here has made a lot of mistakes. We need to stop with the bullshit. When you make a mistake, own up to it. It's fine. The main thing is, as long as you learn from that mistake and you move forward, that's fine. But like the new Ms. Lovely Black is telling y'all, if you keep making that same mistake, You're a dumbass. You are. You're a dumbass. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money. I don't care how successful or whatever the fuck you got going on. You keep making that same dumb shit mistake. There's something wrong with you. It ain't the other person's fault. That's you. As they say, that's you, bro. Well, that's you, anybody else in particular, you know, man or woman, you know. So we need to stop. Like, when you make a mistake, like, let's say you cheat on somebody. Perfect example, like the new Ms. Lovely Black just told y'all. If you're going to do something like that, that's your business. Wear rubber. I'm just saying, not only the woman catching feelings, but, hello, there's diseases out there. Hello. Hello. You been noticing shit lately? I'm just saying. I mean, that's two reasons why right there. The woman catching feelings, because I don't give a fuck, you know, man or woman. Some men don't want to admit it, but men can catch feelings too. You know, we're for all sex. Let's keep it real. When you have a raw sex with a woman, whether it's your woman or, you know, side piece, whatever, they're going to catch feelings. It's just human nature. You know, it's human nature. Even if you didn't officially say, okay, you know, we're going to get together, we're going to be exclusive, it doesn't matter. You do that raw sex shit, which, you know, I love, but I'm saying, but when you do that and, you know, not only is that irresponsible, you know, as far as health-wise, but that's irresponsible spiritually, too, because that person's going to catch feeling, and then, they, you know, depending how they are, because you all remember Glenn Close in what's that movie? You know, that movie? You don't want that to happen. You don't want that chick to be coming in your house and try to kill you and your woman. what was that, Deadly Attraction, whatever the fuck it was called? Anyway, but you don't want that. But you never know, because certain women, you know, they'll act a certain way, and, hey, that's on you for that to happen. You should have thought about it before you did it. And sometimes with us men, you know, sometimes we let the one of our heads think for the other. You got to be careful here. You know, it's hard, you know, in life, regardless if you successful or not, you know, if you have that variety out there, it's hard to stay away from it. Me, myself, I try to stay away from it as much as possible. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, look, you know, I got enough on my plate. You know, sometimes, you know, you have to know your limits. I think some guys don't know their limit. They think, well, I'll just do this, do that, do that. And then you get yourself into a situation where you might not be able to get out of. And then all the mistakes you made is going to come back to haunt you. You know, you got to own up to your mistake. You got to stop with the pride bullshit. Stop with the macho shit. When you make a mistake and it was only your mistake and you know you did wrong, own up to it. It's fine. It doesn't make you less of a man. It doesn't, you know, make you like a punk bitch or some shit. Okay? It doesn't. If you know you did wrong, and some of you motherfuckers probably don't even realize you did wrong, but when it's pointed out to you you did something wrong and more than one person says to you, yeah, you fucked up. You know you did fucked up, right? You know you fucked up, right? I love that Clockers movie. I'm just saying, you have to own to it, because then you evolve as a person, not just as a man, but as a person. Doesn't matter, man or woman, as a person. Because if you that type of person that you want to point out every else's mistakes, but you don't do it to yourself, I don't take you seriously. I'm sorry, I don't respect you. I do not respect you. You if you that type of person, oh yeah, you quick to point my mistakes out or homegirl's mistakes out or whoever. But when you do something wrong, you don't want to own to it, get away from me. I don't respect you. I don't. Because that's being a hypocrite to me. That's being a hypocrite. Because how are you going to do that to people and then you don't, you know, you look in other people's backyard, but your shit is mad dirty and you got weeds and shit that you have to pull out and your grass is not cut right and you got dog shit all over the place and you want to point my mistakes or someone else's, like, get the fuck out of here. You gotta stop that shit. You gotta own up to it. It's 2017. We got a lot of fucked up shit going on in this world. Least we can do is own to our mistakes. It's okay. And even well known people do this dumb shit too. God forbid they get caught. Hey, I fucked up. You know how much more gratifying would be and good for you when you do that? All you public figures out there. You know, if you continue to bullshit and more shit come out than you lie, guess what? It's worse for you, dummy. Own up to it. You know what? I fucked up. I fucked up. You know what? And more people will be sympathetic with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, look, you know what? I respect that. Okay, he did something fucked up. Now, when I say fuck, kill somebody, whatever, depending why you kill for. You know, sometimes I believe it. I believe in self-defense. So depending why you kill somebody. But I'm saying, like, if you do something, like, really, horrendous, that's a different story. That's another topic. But I'm saying if you did, like, you know, you lied about something or you did something dirty, own up to it if you get caught. Because some people, like, perfect example, these so-called famous people, they say some shit on social media, and because their publicists or the media or whatever, the people out there get on them, that's when they say they're sorry. And that's when I lose respect for them. I said, no. See, you're saying you're sorry for the wrong reason. You're saying sorry to protect your bottom line. You're not sorry for what you said. You should stick to what you said. You should say, fuck that. That's what I meant to say. You understand? That's when I lose respect for that person. Because, like, well, wait a minute. You meant what you said when you put that shit out there. So why you backtracking now only because you got people, your people coming to you, hey, you know, you should take that down, da da da, and then you take it down off your social media, and now you want to come out and say, oh, I'm sorry. No, you're saying sorry for the wrong reason. You're saying sorry because you got caught out there, or your people's telling you, look, you're going to lose major money if you don't put that shit away. So that's a wrong reason to apologize. So right then and there, I'm like, you know what? I don't respect you. And people out there, same thing too. Say sorry because you mean it. Don't say sorry because, you know, it'll make it go away. You got to stop that shit. We have to start being upfront. Now, I know that's hard for you, a lot of people out there, not for our audience, but I'm saying people in general, that, you know, no one wants to make a mistake. You know, we try. We're not perfect. We're human beings. But, you know, we don't want to make a mistake, and it sucks when you make a mistake. It's just like it sucks to lose. But guess what? You have to own it. If you made that mistake, own it, and you get your ass back up, and you continue with your business, and you better yourself. And that's what I try to do every day, and that's what everybody should do. You know, that's all I got to say. I feel like it's a Sunday sermon I'm doing, but this is awesome. I love this. Can I get an amen? You know.
Amen. I thought you were going to more so make more excuses, you know, for you guys, you know, but you were more advocating, but I'm pretty sure you knew that I was going to drill you, and I thought you was going to make it fun for me because I was ready to drill you.
and
I wanted to give
time.
You I wanted to give you your thing, you know, to give you
well,
your time to shine. So listen,
which
we're
going
to go to About My Money, you know, just for my boy One Nerk out of Bankhead. We'll be right back.
Turn me up my head, ho. Look.
Money. I'm about my money. All I know is get that. But if they fucking with you, nigga, I'ma bang with you. I'm from the hood, all good, I got my game up. That's why I got that check, Nerf, yeah, he came up. I'm from Bankhead Coat, yeah, that Bankhead hoe. I show you niggas how I do, this how Bankhead go. Hot shit out the cockpit, pull up in that drop seat. That dump two door, that cop roof, I come throughout the cockpit. Straight up out my destination, I'm busting your ass, no hesitation. Try to fuck up my concentration, I'm making move while you contemplating. I grind real hard. You know you see the check though. What you wanna do the homie? Asking why I flex though. Flexing all this shit cause I done did it, I done came up. What the fuck you doing? You niggas still up on the same stuff. West side Atlanta where I'm from, born and raised. And you know I'm getting paid like them boy back in the day. Get my hands real good like a handful of spade. And my nigga Young Coop, get that money, I feel your pain. Nerd.
Money.
to make her come and change your mind.
Money.
I do this all the time, but bitch ain't hard to find. You be in it and you know you losing all the time. My grind tied to my mold, got a lot of time for these hoes. Better get a high little nigga told y'all niggas I'm straight from Bankhead Cold. I represent that new role that my niggas at Tested Cold. Still trying to get that money, man, don't let them know we grind hard for this shit. And I'm on my shit. If you ain't talking about money, then you ain't making no sense, nerd.
My boy, One Nerd on Instagram. Follow him, number one, N-E-R-K, One Nerd About My Money.
Yeah.
Make sure you show him some love, man. He been doing things for a minute, man. I really like his music. I re-vibing with
it. Me too.
To have your music played on online, just make sure you go to inquiries, the number for the Newness Lovely Black at gmail.com. But I thought you was more so going to give me something to tear you apart about, but since you wouldn't, it's okay.
Let me ask you, did I surprise you? Because that's my real feeling.
Yeah, you did.
I don't bullshit.
You swapped it out. You swapped it out on me. I thought you
okay.
But
there you go.
Here's the thing.
Thank you.
As I said, no matter. If you keep making mistakes and keep saying I own up to it, that's the same thing as just not even, you know, saying you apologize because you keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? The things that men do is just kind of like crazy because it's like you don't take, you know, responsibility for your own action. Listen, let me tell you something. If you come to me and you start talking to me and all the time, I'm not going to know you have a lady because I really don't deal with men that have ladies. So ladies, you know, from somebody on the other side, most men will say, oh, well, yeah, you know, we in the same house, but we ain't together. And he don't act like y'all together because he's talking on the phone late at night. He going out, he's spending the night. He going taking her out, X, Y, and Z. So it becomes believable. If your situation not right, it's just not right. Or he don't even mention you. He stay away from answering the question if he got a lady or not. You know what I'm saying? You can ask a man if he got a lady, and he would clean say everything but yes or no. So so if that is the situation or the case, lady, you know, we don't know about you. You don't know about us. But if you so happen to find out about somebody like myself, I'm going to tell you the truth. So don't deal with me thinking that, you know, I'm supposed to take up for you as a man. No, I'm happy. I'm happy in the skin I'm in. I'm good. I'm great. But guess what? Don't bring those problems to my door. I'm out here hustling. I'm out here grinding. If you can't be an asset to my movement, please move to the side. Because guess what? I don't have time for it. Ladies, don't come and tell my, let's go woman to woman. I'm going to answer your question, and I'm going to leave it alone. Now, depending on what he brings to my movement, it's depending on if I'm going to stop dealing with him once I found out about you. Now, you got to understand, how you gonna have a man that's dealing with somebody for 6 months, 7-8 months without knowing you, then all of a sudden find out about you, then you want her to leave him alone because of you? Hell, you ain't leaving him alone because he was dealing with me, so what the hell make you think I'm going to leave him alone? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, not my sin is all involved. Now that's our man. It ain't no longer your man no more. So that's something that you got to understand. But men put us in these situations, you know, and they make it so difficult for us, you know. You never know what's going on. So, you know, that's one stupid thing that men do. Like I said, what's the rapper? What's the female rapper? Young Thug. You know, got something going on right now where they talking about she got somebody else pregnant, and this bitch a hot mess. You know what I'm saying? And he got this one lady that he, you know, always say, you know, that's the one lady that he sleep with, and then, you know, he sleep with his boys. But she's like, you know, whatever. I hear that. I don't care about none of that. You saying, you know, I know you, blah, blah, blah. Listen, that's stupid because why are you even sleeping with somebody without a rubber? I mean,
exactly.
Really. Do you know her like that? You do know her like that. So you got a wife at home, but you still sleeping with somebody else without a rubber. Mm. Negative. Stupid decision. Very stupid decision. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why do these men that have clout and have money, you know, they invite somebody to do something with them, but then you so much of a superstar that you got all these bitches on your dick and you don't know how to respect the person that you out with. Stupid decisions, because them bitches is on your dick trying to get to where, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure out what they can do. Never fuck over a loyal individual. You know what I'm saying? Men make stupid mistakes every single day, but at the end of the day, you're going to find yourself in a hard place. And then men saying they've been fucked over so much or they've been screwed over so much that they don't know who to trust and they don't know where to go. But when you get the person in your face that you can trust, that's going to be loyal to you, that's about their money, that's out here hustling, that don't need your money, right? You know, but will gladly accept it if you give it, but they don't need your shit because they got their own. Them the ones that you fuck over. So being right out here to men, it's like when you write to a man and you genuine to a man, he don't see that. He wants the gangs being played. He wants the X, Y, and Z. He wants the eye candy. He wants the bull. That's what a man wants. He wants the bull crap. So stupid decisions, right? Real stupid decisions. And then they blame everybody else for their downfall and the things that they deal with, you know? You see a woman, you want to holler at her. She may want to holler at you. A woman know, within the first couple conversations if she wants you.
Yep.
A woman sometimes
know
when she first sees you, she want to fuck you. So at the end of the day, she sees you, she knows she want it. It's up to you to keep her interested in getting it. You know what I'm saying? Stupid decision is to jump the gun or to just act like, hey, you the shit. You know, you going to get the dick, you know, and that's just what it is. Invest in a woman, especially somebody that got something going for themselves. You're not trying to invest in a woman, a real woman, then you really can't bag that woman. If you around here thinking that this woman is a thotty and you don't have to, you know, invest no game, no nothing into this woman, then I think you may want to retract the sex part out of it. But stupid decisions, right? We can go on and on and on about stupid decisions that men make, you know, and the things that they do, and then they want you as women to not discount them for the things that they do. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm going to go to another song, but when I come back, I'm going to let you talk about your stupid mistake. One of them, because there's been many, but one of them, and we'll let you go ahead and go through the whole one that was just so huge, and then I'll finally tell you what I feel about your stupid mistake. But I'm going to be open and honest and candid, and you're going to be open and honest and candid and tell the whole world what you did. So after this song, we'll be right back. You can take over.
So, I gotta keep me some Mariska. I'm in the kitchen whipping Mariska. I gotta keep me some Mariska. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some Mariska. I'm in the kitchen whipping Mariska. I gotta keep me some Mariska. All that muscle, I be flashed up. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons. Two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some Mariska. I'm in the kitchen whipping Mariska. I gotta keep me some Mariska. Hold that muscle while me flexed up. Shoe hanging from a telephone. Cause did the area for selling dope. Block hotter than a muffin. Like in the summer when I love the coat. I just been hypnotized. Stuck on the block and I seen selling snow. See my first cousin snort up the coat. Now she spin all the time smoking dope. That's El Amino right there. That's selling the dope forever. That's El Amino right there. That's selling the dope forever. I'm making plays through some bad weather. Long as the hood against shelter. Long as the hood against shelter. Long as the hood against shelter. I'm dipping and dabbing. Gucci belt on, I ain't got it fast. I don't mess with them hot status. Man, them little girl be rash. Retro and some joy socks. I put all my ones in the Jordan box. That medicine bottle filled up to the top. 20 for 10 at the block.
24/7 hustle. Overtime stupid, ain't trying to clock out. I'm flexing on them a mother. Feeling like Shaquille O'Neal, hot box side. 100 rounds on a yapper, if we got a problem, I can clear your hot side. 100 rounds on a yapper, if we got a problem, I can clear your hot side. Scale, two on, zips, two on, goon, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep you some
merch.
I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some merch. Hardy muscle, I be flexed up. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep you some merch. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some merch. Hardy muscle, I be flexed up. Hey, everybody, say chase. Lame boy, mad, hey. Slapping, not licking, not rage. Big ol' block come from my scrape. I know they flexing like they owning me. Fake jewelry looking so cheap. Everywhere I go, they watching me. I promise I think they the police. How about that with cab with no leash? Scratching that pack for the mercy. I'm strapping in a pair of Joy 3. Half suede, half leather. Damn right, I'm doing it better. Playboy, Hugh Hefner. Selling that crack on my skeleton. Run through that pack, Devin Hester. I know they yapping, but I'm about that action. I don't see nothing like the tool talk. Diamond dancing just like Michael Jackson. Got my pinky finger doing a moonwalk. Damn, I'm about to smash on your trigger. Then mess off and hit me a leg. In the kitchen, I'm working my ribs. On the corner, I'm working your trick. I swear I'm the magic like Goldie. You fit your ass on my rollie. You fit your ass on my rollie. I'm about to smash on your p***. Then mess off and hit me a leg. In the kitchen, I'm working my ribs. On the corner, I'm working your p***. Turn the magic like Goldie. I spent your rest on my rollie. I spent your rest on my rollie. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep you some merch. I'm in the kitchen whipping air. I gotta keep you some merch. Hardy muscle, I be flexed up. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep you some merch. I'm in the kitchen whipping air. I gotta keep you some merch. Hold it muscle, I'm blessed up.
You ready?
Oh, I've been ready. I'm waiting for you to talk.
Oh, go ahead. I'm letting you take over. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know this wasn't discussed. I was waiting for you to say, oh, we're back, that. Now we're going to have this motherfucker say his shit. That's what I was waiting for. Okay, so here we go. All right. Now, like I said, I'm not an exception when it comes to making dumb, stupid mistakes. They're far in between, but I have made them, and this one was actually very recently. But I'm man enough, and I'm saying to myself, you know what? You know, like I said, you know, I talk to talk and walk to walk. So not only off the air, I'm like this, I'm going to bring this on the air, too, because I feel as a show that's like this, we own up to the name Real Talk. Not only the topics we talk about and we express ourselves, but if certain things come up that we fucked up on, especially yours truly, I think it's interesting to the audience to know about this stuff. Because as a listener, I would want a show like that. They're not just saying that shit just to get listeners. It's also because they really mean that shit. You know, they want people to know certain things and put that shit out there. Because Lord knows it ain't happening in the real media out there. Anyway, but I digress. So yours truly did a stupid mistake. This was like about a month and a half ago. Now, I don't do this on a norm. Matter of fact, I haven't done this in a very long time. There's some men, I'm included, but this hasn't happened in a while, that send dick pics. In this particular case, you know, I was texting to my lady. You know, we were talking back and forth, blah, blah, blah. Couldn't talk on the phone at this point, which, you know, let me make this clear. I'm an old school guy. I like to talk on the phone, but at this particular time, for some reason, was texting, but whatever. At least it's some sort of communication. I prefer to hear a woman's voice, but I digress. Anyway, so we're texting and stuff. So I was like, you know what? You know, let me spice things up. We haven't done that in a long time. You know what I mean? You know, I've been seeing this woman on and off for like 14 years, which you know, I should get some sort of lifetime achievement award for this. But that's another story. So I'm doing all this, right? So I said, you know what? Let me spice shit up. I'm going to take pictures of my shit, you know, my dick, whatever. Different, mm-hmm. you know, positions, whatever. And I'm going to send it out to her. You know what I'm saying? And da-da-da. So I send it out. She's laughing already. So I'm sending it out, right? And, you know, and I'm saying to myself, yeah, I wonder why she didn't respond back, you know? But I was, like, tired. Now, when I say that, I'm not making an excuse. So I'm not just saying that.
As
I'm just saying that time. No, I'm not. I was tired. But I was like, hey, I said it to her. No, I'm being honest. I said it to her, hey, I don't know what happened. Because she's told me at times where she don't get a signal and she don't get the shit, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then she gets it later. So I thought nothing of it. Mm-hmm. And I went to take a shower, right? So I went to take mm-hmm. a shower. I get out the shower. This is like maybe about a half hour or so later. And I check my phone because I'm like, I wonder why she didn't respond back. So I check, I check my phone. And I'm like, you know how you see your phone? Well, any Android users. I don't know how it is with iPhone users. But uh-huh. when you look at all the texts you send recently to a certain somebody, it shows the latest one you sent to that particular person.
Right.
And it's usually – and the newest text you send will be on top of all the other texts you send. In a, you know what I'm saying? Like when mm-hmm. you look at it like you see contacts on your phone. So I look at the top, and it said the new Miss Lovely Black. And I'm like, huh? The fuck? I didn't text her ass. So I called mm-hmm. – I pressed on it, and I sent my dick pics to my host over here that I work with. Not even a month into us doing the show. And I, by mistake, sent my about, what was it, about four? Five? No, I'm asking, was it four?
I don't remember, but I like how you dressed the story up just to make sure that you validated yourself and sending these pics and got it all together while you were telling the story. But no, I don't remember how many it was.
But it was more than one. Let's put it like that way. It was at least more than two, right? At least, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I could go back.
Probably
I could
like,
go back. Yeah, because what
it
I do
was
is
like
I say
six or seven. Actually, it was like
damn,
a whole
was it that many?
Okay. Portfolio.
Okay. Let me go. I gotta go back to my message. I save everything because you know why I do that? Because just in case somebody says something like, "Oh, you didn't say this," I save it. You know, in case I have to go to court. so I send. Okay, nothing. I sent a lot, all right? It was at least more than a couple. And I saw that, oh, my God, I freaked the fuck out. I'm like, oh, my God, what the fuck? I don't know how the fuck I sent her. And I'm telling you all, I swear on my fucking life, on my family's, like, my God, take my life now. I did not meant to purposely send this to the new Miss Lovely Black. I swear to you. I swear to God. You know what I'm saying? So I'm fucking flipping out, and I'm texting her, oh, my God, I just realized I'm so sorry. Da, 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 da. Now, she took it in stride, but I'm not going to speak for her because she probably was pissed the fuck off. All right? She was probably just being nice, whatever. But I don't blame her if she was pissed the fuck off, okay? But I was so fucking fucked up. I was like, oh, my God. And I texted her at least a bunch, like at least a couple, like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. It wasn't meant for you. It was for me. Now, knowing her, she probably was like, yeah, right, whatever, motherfucker. But I swear to God, I swear on my life, I didn't mean to send it to my homegirl here. I really did it. I really did it. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. Yes, I am attracted to my radio host here, but I will never do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I will never do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm professional when I come on here. We do a show. Now, the new Ms. Lovely Black was saying, sometimes we're professional. She probably was talking about probably this thing that happened, probably, yeah, because I don't know nothing else besides this. But I'm always professional. I do my thing. You know what I'm saying? If something comes up, I try to tell somebody, look, I can't make it or whatever, you know, because I know how that is. I host a show, you know, I sometimes have guests to do that to me, and it happens. You know, I don't take it personal. As long as you tell me, you know, you don't just leave me out in the dark and shit and don't no call, no show, then I'll be fucking pissed. But if you tell me that, you know, shit happens. Life happens. So, but in this situation, I really fucked up, and I sincerely apologize. I apologize to this woman at least a dozen times, at least or more. And mm-hmm. I hope it didn't change her way of thinking about me, that it didn't. And I think I really want to share this, not just with her, obviously, but with all y'all, because I want to show you that, you know, when you make a mistake, regardless of by accident or not, own up to it. Don't say whatever, that, you know, blase blah. Own up to it and mean it. I fucking mean that. I'm sorry. I really do. I was embarrassed. I was like, you know, I swear I was redder than a fucking tomato in my face. I was like, oh my God, because I'm light skinned. I'm just saying.
We're gonna ask Shane, what do you think his intentions was when he sent me a portfolio of nudes at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Here we go.
So you don't think that he did it on accident?
I can't tell, but he dressed that story up like hell.
Right. He dressed that story up like a mug, right? he it took him 25 minutes to tell a story.
I sent
a dick pic, but let me explain. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, that's the truth.
He had to let me explain for a minute enough. So listen, right? So here's my response. I wake up and I see these dick pics. And I was like, oh, get it. You did it. That was my response. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, this nigga pissing on his balls. And I put phone out. I was like, why the hell is he sending me dick pictures, like, from New York, you know, of this little motherfucker, you know? And you know, I mean, because I'm not like that. Like, you know, I've been looking like this for a while. You know what I mean? Not the same size, but, you know, I'm not really like that. I mean, I know men try often and a lot to, you know, give me, you know, penis and send me penis pictures. So I really didn't, you know, at the point I didn't take it any kind of way because I know your personality. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I think more so you probably was embarrassed because now I know that you have a little dick. But overall, no, it wasn't. I mean,
to each his own.
That motherfucker little buff. That motherfucker go out like 2 inches past your balls on hard. Come on, that's not.
Okay, now you're exaggerating.
No, I'm not. I mean, it is. It goes 2 inches. I know what a little dick is. I know what a medium dick is, and I know what a big dick is.
Okay. For coming from your point of view, because you dealt with more bigger dicks than normal, so I can see
that
your point of view.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. I can take 10 females, and they will all say the same thing.
Okay. Well, I'm 6 inches hard. That's all I got to say. That's being real. That's all I got to say. I'm not saying I'm the biggest dick. I'm not saying, you know what I mean? I'm like these motherfuckers that are like, oh, yeah, my shit wraps around the fucking block. I'm not saying all that shit, okay? Hey, I own up to my shit. If my shit's the biggest shit, no. But I got what I got. And I do what I do well.
Yeah,
I have no complaints about that. Now, when it comes to personality-wise, women probably don't like when I'm real like that. But as far as the other part of it, when it comes to bedroom, I never had no complaints. Let's put it like that.
Let's talk about another stupid decision. Fellas, get this through your head. Women aren't going to tell you, most women are going to tell you that the dick is trash or your head is trash. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. most women are going to say, you know, oh, okay, it's good, or whatever the case may be. They're not going to tell you that shit is trash and, you know, it's not hitting on nothing. That's just the bottom line. I hear men say all the time, mm-hmm. I don't get any complaints, and you done gave me some head and it's garbage. Like, I done had men to literally eat the pussy. Like, bruh, if you bite me one more motherfucking time. So
but see, I like that. Be honest.
That,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's each his own, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to that. But that doesn't mean that this person know how to do it. They just never got any complaints. So they, right, you keep doing this thing the one way, and you never got any complaints. Right? So it's just like, okay, let him do whatever he's doing. Women are going to tell you, me, I'm vocal, I'm up front. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
one of those things is like,
mm-hmm.
hey, I'm pretty sure that your balls may get wet a time or two a day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. I mean, before I seen it, I know what a big dick is. I know what a ruined dick is, you know? And just of seeing what a small dick is, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it still feels the same damn way. And if the motherfucker's too small, I have another place for it to go. So, you know, it all measures out. Measure it regardless of the size. Nobody. But, you know, I didn't say anything, though. I was just like, oh, this guy here is lost his damn mind. And I don't know, I think I was like, and then, you know, you went on and on and on. I'm so sorry,
okay.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
So,
you know, I didn't, I was like, dude, calm down, chill out, go the fuck to sleep. You know what I'm saying? And you just
kept going on and on.
And I'm like, dude, I was more madder that you kept going on and on than even getting the pictures. Because I'm like, you know, okay. You know,
hey,
so.
Nah, just, you know, I was just, you know, concerned, you know, because I was like, man, I just started working with this woman and this fucking fucked up mistake happened. I was like, oh, my God. Because, you know, it's like I was thinking in my head, well, maybe she's just being nice and she really is pissed the fuck off. But then I'm like, at the same time, I think she would have been, like, told me off. You know what I mean? Because in her, I've dealt with her. Because at this point, ladies and gentlemen, I only did like a few shows with her, maybe about a month, a couple of shows, you know. So I had a good indication of how she is. But, you know, maybe, you know, I was like, well, yeah, part of me was like, yeah, she would have told me straight up, like, hey, what the fuck, da-da-da. But I'm saying, like, well, maybe because she's tired or something. She just want to go to bed, and she just like being nice about it and leaving it alone. But I'm glad that she was able to put that out there, how she really felt. You know, I figured that by now, because after that happened, ladies and gentlemen, it was never discussed again privately. That's the truth. So I went with that, like, okay, it's over and done with. Now we move on. You know what I mean? And that's the cool thing. And most people should actually really look at that and be like, look, that's how you should do it. Because I never brought it back up again other than to bring this up as a topic. Because I thought I really wanted to put this out there because I don't want to make it seem like, look, I'm Mr. Perfect. I know it all. You know, fuck all y'all. I'm great. You're not. That's not me. Because as much as I'm a person that criticizes anybody that fucked up, I attack myself when I fucked up. Okay? So I make sure that I put that nice and clear in bold letters. I talk the talk and walk the walk. I get on myself just like I would get on anybody else that fucked up. I'm no better than anybody else. This is proven right here. This fucking story. Jesus Christ. What a dumbass. And I said, I think I put that bold letters. What a dumbass I am. I think I did say that. What a dumbass. But, you know, it's over and done with. And I thought it was a story that the audience was be very interested in hearing. Now, you could go on from there and go, oh, he meant to put it out. He meant to do that. Yeah, well, first of all, let me give you all a little lesson. I'm a night owl, okay? I'm always up late at night, regardless, talking to my lady, whatever. I'm always a night owl. So usually, I don't know about everybody else, but usually when you're saying shit like that, it is late at night. You know, it's not like, you know, it's dinner time. It's, oh, you know, here's a dick pic with your mashed potatoes and gravy. You know, that's not like that. Or a pussy pic. Here, here's a, you know, pussy with your meatloaf. No, usually it's late at night, you know, or late in the evening or real late in the witching hour. But how ironic it was in the witching hour when this happened. My dumbass didn't pay attention of where this picture was going to. Now, I don't want to hear that this never happened to any fucking body. I'm not saying, you know, I'm saying people in general. It's happened. And I'm old enough to say, look, that was fucking stupid. All right, that's dumb. How the fuck I didn't realize I sent it to this woman right here? You know what I'm saying? Now, how fucking even more embarrassing if it was a dude? Fucking was a, like my best friend. I was like, motherfucker, what the fuck you sent me a dick? That would have been, oh, my God. But luckily enough with me, I have more women friends than I do guy friends. Matter of fact, my best friend, who's like a brother to me for over 30-plus years, that's my best friend. He's a dude. Most of my other friends are mostly women. It's just like that. You know, I'm not saying, and I don't fuck with any of them. It just so happens that way. I don't know. It just so happens to be that way. I can't explain why. But, cause, you know, I don't know. Most dudes, I don't know. It's like that with certain women too. Like most women rather have more guy friends than women friends because I don't know. They just feel like some of these same, you know, some of my peoples are my side of the sex line sometimes. I don't know. I don't know. But it's just the way it is. But I'm out here in the courtroom, Your Honor, in the witness box, with my hand on the Bible saying, listen, this was a big fucking mistake. It wasn't purposely sent to be sent to the new Ms. Lovely Black. And who hasn't sinned, please cast the first stone. I'm just saying. That was my mistake. And if I really meant it to send it to her, I would tell you all. Trust me, I would. I would have no problem saying that, but that's not the case in this situation. And that's it. That's all I got to say. You got another song?
We hear you. We just don't believe you. No, I'm just joking.
All right, fine. Don't believe me. Fine. Don't believe me. Me and God know, all right? That's all I need, me and God. I'm just telling you right now. You don't want to believe me? That's fine. You have the right to your opinion. I'm not going to fucking waste my energy, that blah, blah, blah. I said my piece. This is the truth. I'm really fucking open and honest book, y'all. I really am. I would tell you if
no,
I really meant to say
it. We get it. We're just joking. Like,
sure.
I mean, we get it. Like, it's all good. But you see that we never brought this back up, and I moved on, and
true.
I never came at you or said anything else.
Nope.
Or,
nope.
You know,
nope.
Let me be out there because, you know, I'm professional. So I know, you know, like, if it was somebody else and I knew their character, you know when somebody's lying. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I know you
exactly.
Felt like shit, you know, when that happened or
fuck
whatever.
Yeah.
And you,
fuck yeah, dude.
So went crazy about it. So I know your character. You know, I had been working with you for
thanks.
A month. So it's a consistent, you know, situation when
too
it
much.
Comes to you. I know somebody's trying to have opposite you. I have people, and I sit down and be like, okay, what can you bring to the table? Because I am the table. Oh, okay, yeah, I could bring this to the table, but all in all, you're just trying to have sex with me. Once you have sex with me, then you're not really worried about it because that's what you did. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Me, myself, hey, you know, I study people. You know what I'm saying? I study people.
Absolutely.
I see how you move, and, you know, I kind of go from there. Yeah, I want me, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like you were
me,
checking out some other dick right now.
No, I was checking out. Some...
No, that'll work. I'll talk to you later after the show. Anyway, back
you
to the
air. You just threw me way left.
I love you too. But go ahead.
What was I saying? Leave me alone right now.
See, you're right. And the curveball goes in for a strike, man.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, people will, you know,
yes.
Say or do whatever for their own personal gain.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that there was no type of, you know, ill matter, you know, no type of malice when it came to that. And it was,
thank you.
You know, just one of those
true
things
that.
That stupid mistakes that men do, one of the stupid mistakes that men make. On the other hand, you have men that do that and swear it's a mistake because they get caught. You know what I'm saying? So it's a difference between doing it and not trying to do it and doing it and calling it a mistake because you got caught. So just understand it. Fellas. So, with that being said, and he didn't pull his whole heart out.
Thank you.
Let's go to another song. Let's go ahead and put on some Basic. He told the truth. It's all good.
That's right. Told the truth. That's right. The truth and the truth. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Take it now. And this is not love, I thought that's what this was. Can't believe I fell for that. But I just gotta face it. Nothing but a snake. And that's on everything. You told me to my face that my heart was safe. It would never break at all. But that shit there was fake. You lied right to my face. And I just can't erase it all. But I just gotta face it. Cause ain't no need to fake it. But I just gotta face it. I just gotta face it. I just gotta face it all. Ain't no need to fake it. Ain't no need to fake it. Ain't no need to fake it all. I just gotta face it. There ain't no need to fake it. Ain't no need to fake it. Ain't no need to fake it. Ain't no need to fake it.
Money on weed, and look straight at top. Hey, they want me to stop.
Everybody live on Pornhub. So when you get to Pornhub, check out LCK, LOVE, LETS, LCK. Fuck love and fuck, but it's no use. It's just LCK, LOVE, LETS, LCK. Check it out. You're going to, that page has over 2 million views on it. And it's some nice stuff on there. I was being, you know, my attention was being drawn away to this page here. So definitely check that page out. Time to go on Pornhub and, you know, salute those guys and inbox them and tell them Miss Lovely Black sent you. But
okay,
that's definitely page. It's definitely a good page to go check out. I mean, it's just moving right along. I hope you guys enjoyed the music. You know, I told you guys I tried, you know, give it in, and you had listened to three songs because my attention was somewhere else for a second. But I thank everybody for supporting the movement, supporting the cause. I got 100% creative control on my books, and we have some really, really awesome situations coming about with that. Right now, it's just the timing portion of it, and we wanted to give some time, the label that I'm signed to, and we're giving it some time, being that I pulled it from two publishing companies. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
My creative direction is different, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, somebody attaching their name to this, it's just better that I self-publish, because this can get very big, it can get very crazy, it can get out of hand, it can be a lot of things. So we're just actually giving some lap time in between and putting some other pieces together. But it's a lot of things going on right now, and I'm so blessed and honored to have the team that I have working with me, everybody that's in my corner that's supporting the movement. It's going as it should. I'm visible more on the social media networks, you know, with making my videos again. I know before I deleted my page, prior to now, I used to be very active on Twitter. Before I deleted the actual Miss Lovely Black page, and then it got hacked. I'm back, you know. I'm trying to be more active and more in tune and more visual, you know, again, and I'm more focused, and, you know, I'm posting on the YouTube channel. See, so I need to figure out how to change my name on YouTube.
Why is that?
Because I got too much stuff that's not, I got too much stuff that's not lining up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No. Gotcha.
I need it to line up with everything else.
I hear you.
But, I'm probably going to change the name of my YouTube page. Just because everything is, I need to get some things to line up here and not have everything all over. A part of it is just I can't use the new Miss Lovely Black for too many names. It's too many characters, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say.
I hear you. No need to explain more. Got it. People don't get it by now, then they need to know what to talk
about. Yeah, go ahead and tell the people what you got coming up.
Well, thank you. Thank you for once again having me on and spewing my guts out as usual. I really appreciate having this platform on Real Talk on blogtalkreal.com/the new Ms. Lovely Black. I know it sounds like a shameless plug, but I don't care. It's my homegirl. As far as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. That's YANKEEMAN1973. Also, I'm on Instagram, JimmyA73, JIMMY. ACE73, and on Facebook is James Acevedo, ACEVEVO. Yes, a very unique last name, and I've heard it all. Avocado, Haiti, Vito, Asshole, Vito. Keep bringing it. I don't care. As far as my shows, this Thursday I do Let's Talk About Sport on These After Dark Radio, which is on blogtalkradio.com/MSVDATOLADY. MSVDATOYLADY. I do that 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this Thursday on These After Dark Radio. And on Friday, which the very lovely, the new Ms. Lovely Black has been a part of on this show as a guest, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Visa Doc Radio. It's all about sex, sex, and more sex with, you know, Ms. Vita Torley as a host. I am Ryan Shotgun. I'm the lieutenant of that show as the co-host. And, of course, earlier that Friday, I do every Friday the Bench Woman's Live Show, which is on Mixlr.com, MIXLR.com/EAR-owner, OWNER. And I do sports first hour, and then the second hour is all about the guests. The new Ms. Lovely Black has had the pleasure of being on my show, and this is how this all started with us being together on her show. So it's a blessing thing. It's awesome. I've had a lot of guests on, from the adult entertainment, actresses, actors, comedians, sports figures, you name it. I've had them on my show. It's awesome. It's a very unique sports talk radio show because it's not just about sports, about everything else. Sometimes I even talk about shit that's going on in the world. That's how I am. The show that's real and it's fun. So you can check that out every Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, exclusively on Mixlr.com/EAR-owner. That's Mixlr as in MIXLR.com/EAR-owner. And that's all about it. Your boy has a lot of shit on his plate. A lot more coming, when I tell you. And when I can announce it, I will say this right here on this lovely show of yours. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The man wow. With the plan.
That's right.
I mean,
you know,
he wants two things.
Yes,
he's doing big things, and I don't know. I'm trying to keep up with him, guys.
Hey, by the way, let me say this real quickly before you continue. Thank you for your support. I know as you retweeting, I know as you, you know, reposting out there on your social media page, and let me just say thank you so much. I appreciate it, by the way, very much. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome, buddy.
Pal of mine. Good old pal of mine. But it's awesome. I really appreciate it. Thank you. I really do. That's love. That's what I'm talking about. That's all love. It's all real. You know what I'm saying? It's not like she's doing it because I paid her to do it or some shit. She's actually doing it because she wanted to do it. And she don't do that to a lot of people. I'm just saying. I know it's on a timeline. She don't really do that to a lot of people. So I feel honored and privileged to have that. Thank you.
Oh.
It's true. It's true. But that's real. That's mad cool. That really makes me smile when I see that, because I'm like, you know what, it's genuine, it's real. You know what I mean? It's not like there's an interior motive or some shit. You know what I mean? So I could tell, trust me. So thank you. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Continue. We have 7 minutes left.
I'm glad people do understand that.
Of course. I do anyway.
I don't have your motives. You know, I'm just me.
Exactly.
I'm a waiting page for me for my knight in shining armor. From my
Trojan man.
Yeah, you know, that's all. I'm definitely waiting on my boo-boo.
Hey.
And
I imagine.
Yeah, just chilling. So
hey,
I don't have any real attention on anybody. I wish everybody the best. Make sure you check me out on YouTube. Search the new Miss Lovely Black. My channel will pop up on YouTube. I have 492 subscribers, but over 36,000 views. So, guys, please subscribe to my channel. You know, I see you guys are rocking with me, and you're looking, but, you know, let's try to get these subscribers up. You know, I had a couple subscribers in the last 30 days, so thank you very much for the people that's rocking with me, but you know, just show me some love. I'm going to start definitely posting the same videos that I'm putting on, the full videos that I'm putting on Instagram, on YouTube, because I can only put 1 minute on Instagram. So make sure you check out the YouTube page. Go to YouTube, search the new Miss Lovely Black. Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black. Twitter, it's Miss Lovely Black, the number one. MizzLuvliBlack, the number one. And the email is inquiry, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black. And,
I can only imagine. Go ahead.
Continue, Miss Professional.
Go ahead.
Good night.
Nah.
Good night, everybody. See you next week.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Same time. What was that? No. Wednesday night, we should definitely be doing a show. Now, I'm going to push through. I go on vacation from my job. Friday is my last day in office for like 9 or 10 days or whatever. So I will definitely try to continue to put together the show and do what I need to do as far as the show goes. I'll let you guys know if you follow me on social media what we're going to do in reference to the show while I'm out on vacation. And, yeah, outside of that, thank you for your support. And you've covered all of the bases. So
you're welcome.
You've covered all of the bases. So, you know, I think we're pretty much set in the grand scheme of things. You know, as information come available, I definitely will let you know and give you
please
the information.
Do. True. Absolutely. Please do. Anytime. Anytime.
So, thank you guys for tuning in. And I'm going to play one more song that will definitely take us out for the night. I'll see you guys same time on Wednesday.
Thank you, the new Miss Lovely Black. I love you. You're my homegirl forever. And we're going to keep doing bigger and better things. Good night, everybody.
That's right. See you next time.
It's that take a nigga bitch music. You hear me? I'm about to take your girl up through there, but I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Up through there, we up through there. And we don't give a fuck, nigga, like who cares. Up through there, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. Pull up to the club in the Lolo. Pass it if somebody leave with your hoe. Picture booth, we taking all the photos. There's some niggas in this bitch, you ain't got no dough. Why the fuck you in the club if you gon' be on your phone? Why you got that dress on if you ain't gon' wear no thong? My nigga dabbing Molly up 100 bills to the song. Say you be on that Patron, we call that shit patting wrong. I'ma put a square bitch up on his rapper weed. I'ma turn her out and make her trap for me. Baby, turn around and make it clap for me. Now go on and break it down on my lap for me. I'm about to take that bitch up through there. I don't know her name, I call her Pooh Bear. Pull up trunk, knocking like who there. Popping bottles in this bitch like Happy New Year. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Up through there, we up through there. And we don't give a fuck, nigga, like who cares. Up through there, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. Magic City, Monday, we up through there. ATL, my second home, I had to move there. College Park, East Point, I got a boot there. I'ma make her fuck me for some new hair. Gonna be the song when the spring in the summer. They want me to fall, hell no, that's a bummer. Set it up and low, so I gotta keep a ton of. That shit made me wonder, I come from the jungle. Pour some liquor out for my homies. Rest in peace, the booger, the one and only. Turn up off that drink and she all on me. Gucci
bitching, man, these niggas trying to clone me. We coming out tonight and we up through there. G live on this crucial, we up through there. Blue flame, gold room, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. Up through there, we up through there, and we don't give a fuck, nigga, like who cares?